Julia Adams stepped out into the lamplit street in front of the quaint cottage she was staying in and started into a jog. She could hear the waves past the thick hedge on her right. Hopefully, she could pop through the tropical wall and out onto the beach soon. It was 4 a.m. and still pitch black outside, but her internal clock was all messed up. She had spent over 24 hours in airplanes or airports, the last four in a puddle jumper with only her and the pilot, a handsome man named Trek who had an easy smile. After an effective argument on her part, he'd confessed the connections to the hidden island of Magna's royal family. The confession had made Julia even more excited to meet the elusive and supposedly beautiful people. Trek kept her entertained with stories of his and the second royal son's exploits. It sounded like Prince Bodhi Magnum had quite the inventive mind. At least the stories had kept her distracted as they flew over teal-colored ocean, and she prayed the rattling, bouncing airplane would make it. She landed after dark. A beautiful young lady, Zara Lancelot, apparently the royal family's assistant, had been waiting for her. She had taken Julia straight to the cottage that was only a few minutes from the castle and the other royal residences. Julia had seen the towering castle lights, the steeples of a church, and some town lights, but it had been too late for a tour. She couldn't wait to witness the exquisite kingdom with her own eyes. Prince Bodhi Magnum had contacted her brother's marketing agency and asked for a top executive to help him create and market trips to the island of Magna, known to the world as the Hidden Kingdom because of how private and secluded it was. The prince already had ideas, such as a medieval jousting tournament and fair, beach and mountain exploration, and the charm of an entire country set in the past. Julia had begged until Justin had finally acquiesced and given her the job. Now she was here, and ready to explore despite the early hour. A run on the beach and a long shower, and she'd be ready to evaluate and advise Prince Bodhi. It was so magical here. She'd caught glimpses of the towering, well-lit castle and the old-fashioned lamps lighting the streets as the rickety plane had landed. Those same lamps now lit her way, but she really wanted to be on that beach. She could hear the waves rolling in now. Any minute now, she'd find an opening in the hedge. Would the sand be soft or hard-packed? A few pictures she'd found online that had leaked from the island showed lush mountain ranges, a gorgeous royal city, and farms and ranches scattered over the rest of the island. Julia increased her pace as the pounding of the waves on the sand grew louder, and her excitement mounted.